This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You know, just kind of back to the All-Star Game weekend, and we talked a lot about it yesterday. And obviously, that was the big storyline. All the things that are wrong with it. Hey, these players don't care. The Rising Stars playing. Do they deserve to play? Yeah, Draymond Green calling people out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. So I'll take a deep breath. And I felt like I was guilty of it yesterday. I think we overreacted. I think everyone overreacted yesterday. Everyone was angry, we're mad, and everyone's been there, right? I got two kids. You know, I overreact sometimes. I'm a father. You know, you spilling the milk on the carpet, it bothers me. Maybe I say the deep sighs, just I feel defeated sometimes. And I think a lot of us were watching that game feeling like there was a lot of milk spilt on our carpet, Nick Friedell, and you were upset. You were grumpy. What happened to the game I love? Right? That's kind of like what you felt. But did any of us really love the All-Star Game weekend? Let me ask that. Did anyone really love the dunk contest, the three-point contest, the skill? Did we really love it? Or were we looking for an excuse to be angry about something?
I still am frustrated with what it's devolved into over time. Maybe not so much the other night, because Fedone, the Monday after the All-Star Game, all anybody ever loves to do is go, oh, the All-Star Game was terrible. Yeah. What are you going to do to fix it? That's an ongoing conversation. What caught my attention after our show yesterday was KD tweeting.
Yes.
Which, as usual, is is a common theme. And I'll always give Kevin credit for this, because Kevin tweets out whatever he's feeling, or if he wants to push back on somebody, he actually does it. There are plenty of players in the league who feel a certain way and might talk to you behind the scenes about that, but Kevin just puts it out there. So when I saw Kevin say, in as many words, fans just love to complain and there's nothing really that makes them that happy aside from free agency, the playoffs, and where guys are headed, I kind of went, ah.
He said, I am constructively criticizing your criticisms. That's what he tweeted out yesterday. It's a great line.
Kevin's had some awesome tweets over time. That one's pretty good.
But, it's really good.
But as far as the game and the weekend goes, what I would say back to Spadone and all the people who say, oh, maybe there was some overreaction, I still believe that there are so many people who care about the league. Absolutely, here in the Bay, we know what the NBA does, the interest people have in the Warriors, and the rise of Steph and company. Spadone, so many people, though, still want the NBA to be successful. Mm. And when you see the product of which we saw on Sunday night, and at times on Friday and Saturday, the frustration is palpable. I mean, all day long, on my phone, I've got my buddies who are in the bubble of the NBA saying, sure, it wasn't very good. I've got my friends who don't follow the NBA day-to-day who are like, I didn't watch that. Are you kidding me? Then, hilariously, and this is what I judge at 41 years old, what is starting to hit in the sports world.
Yeah.
I've got my text chain of the kids I grew up with in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, love it.
Spadone, you know what they were texting me about yesterday?
What?
The four nations, how it's going to be U.S. and Canada on Thursday night.
None of those guys played hockey in their life.
None of them care. They don't care about hockey.
Exactly.
They care about USA and seeing a USA team play Canada. And they loved, like the two of us did, and like so many others did, that game the other night on Saturday, there were just brawls starting. It felt like it meant something. And in the end, that is the problem that the NBA faces. Way too often, not just on All-Star Weekend, it just doesn't feel like it matters the same way it did when we were growing up. And so I think that's what the NBA has to reconcile. You can't go out there and play like it's Game 7 every single night. That's understood. But at some point, especially in the last 10 years, there's been a drop-off of where things were and where they are now.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on all those platforms Monday through Friday. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Frank Isola, 720. Tim Hardaway, 830. Nick Friedell in studio all week long. And again, I hear what you're saying. I take all that. The league probably doesn't like the look, but the league also is realizing they're making billions of dollars anyways. So, like, it's probably small potatoes to them in the grand scheme of things. I know Adam Silver is very cognizant of the image and, you know, constantly being compared to the NFL and their product and what they do well and what they don't do and trying to capitalize on this or that. You know, Major League Baseball to an extent as well. And I do think it is interesting, as pitchers and catchers are reporting, there seemed to be a sentiment, at least last year, you know, baseball's catching up to the NBA. Baseball, you know, they had the Dodgers, they had the Yankees. I think it was a perfect matchup, right? You had Aaron Judge, you had Shohei Ohtani, you had Mookie Betts, you had Juan Soto, who was obviously the prize of the offseason, going to the Mets and spurning the Yankees, which is also another big thing in and of itself. So I say all that to say, if you're the league right now and you look at what just took place this past weekend, is there anything you could do short of, you know, telling people? And I saw Bill Simmons, and again, Bill Simmons is Bill Simmons, the Ringer podcast. And he has some interesting ideas. And I did stumble upon my timeline where he was basically saying, you know, what if you actually told these All-Stars, if you don't compete and you don't do the All-Star game, and if you're not going to be a participant in it, well, you're not eligible next season to be an All-Star, which I actually thought was interesting, because that is something you're going to potentially take away from an accolades that matter when it comes to becoming a Hall of Famer. And becoming, like, I don't know if they have the contract incentives like they do in the NFL when it comes to making the Pro Bowl. I don't think they do. It's much more guaranteed, top to bottom, all their money. And you can speak more to that. We could pick this up on the other side as well, 888-957-9570. But threatening the players, I don't think they'll ever do that, because Adam Silver's pigeonholed himself as kind of a commissioner's,
the players
commissioner.
Exactly.
Right? But it's interesting. It perked my ears up, like going at the players and saying, hey, if you're not going to contribute, well, then you're not going to be an All-Star going forward. I thought that was interesting. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but something along those lines where it's like, okay, I need to be a parent. If you guys are going to be all children about this, then we need to kick you in the pants, right?
There are a lot of different directions to go. What I would say, Spadone, is if you're going to go that way, it's going to be very hard to judge who's giving a max effort and who's just kind of going through the motions. I would take it back to the conversation that appeared over the weekend, though. If the biggest players have a buy-in of this game, the younger players will follow suit because of the respect they have. And for all the great things that LeBron and Steph and KD have done over the last 10, 15, in LeBron's case, 20 years, the loss of the intensity and the importance of that game falls on them. They are the standard bearers, they are the faces, and they are the guys that should be setting the tone, and it just hasn't happened in recent times.
What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Safeway, and this is part of it, where Bill Simmons, of course, trying to do his best to sell this All-Star game. He said, hey, if you're an All-Star and your team's in the top four or five in your given conference, why don't you make the All-Star game for the NBA like it was in Major League Baseball? Winner gets the home court in the finals. Which I did think was interesting. I don't think they'll do that, because we saw how it worked with Major League Baseball. It's like one game is going to determine that, like for if you have the tie break or the conference. But again, I think they should just do away with the conferences and just go, you know, top seed, best teams, top to bottom, and just play each other three times all season. I don't think they're going to do that. But we'll try to, you know, sparse this thing out this morning. We'll still try to get it better. We'll ask Frank Isola his thoughts at 7:20. Maybe he has some thoughts on how they could change it.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.